This program is paid for by Jacob Media Partners. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of Jacob Media or its guests and do not reflect the views of WPHT or Odyssey. Today's program is pre-recorded. Welcome to Roadmap to Retirement, the radio show, with David Bizarre, Karen Bizarre, and Brett Elam from Thrive Financial Services, who have been featured on Fox, ABC, NBC, The Wall Street Journal, and more. Saving for retirement is a great start, but it's what you do with this money that really matters. What's your strategy to reduce taxes, generate income in retirement, reduce your risk, and get even more from Social Security? This is where you can count on straightforward and objective advice about how you can make your money go a lot further in retirement. Roadmap to Retirement, the radio show. Now, here are your hosts, David, Karen, and Brett, along with Joe Krause.
On this Memorial Day weekend, we welcome in everyone to another edition of Roadmap to Thrive, the radio show. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We do pause for a moment to remember all of the men and women who died while serving our great country. And we hope that on this Memorial Day, you'll find an opportunity to perhaps attend a veterans ceremony. And David, I remember a few weeks ago in conversation, you were talking about a website that educated people on when to raise the flag and all of that. So just for the benefit of those who may be unsure about Monday, put the flag at half staff on Monday from sunrise to noon. And then at noontime is when the flag goes to full height. So with that, I welcome you in and I turn it back over to you, sir.
Yeah, good morning. It's exciting. Good weekend. And I'm glad that you cover that, Joe. I think it's always important. It seems that society has somewhat kind of lost its way a little bit and kind of remembering what these important holidays are all about. And they become more festivities and celebrations and parties versus, you know, what the true meaning is of it. And I know you got military in your family and we got military family here at Thrive. And yeah, it's just important to remember that. So thanks for that great reminder. So we got a big show today and lots of information. Let's jump in real quick and just get a good description of what we're going to cover in the show so people stay tuned in and, get that awareness, that education. And, we try to deliver that on a weekly basis. So, Kara, what are you going to be covering today?
I'm going to be covering, is it worth paying a financial advisor to prepare for retirement? Just recent things that I've been dealing with personally and certain situations that have happened with clients here and there. I think there's reasons, we've discussed it before, but there's a little twist at the end that I don't think we've ever talked about.
So that'll be a great topic. And
look forward to that.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of times people question, you know, does it make sense? And I think, and Karen will cover a lot of this, but I think in the traditional sense, if all you're really looking for, and I think, again, this is what most people think working with a financial advisor is all about. If you're just looking for investment advice, truthfully, it could be something that you go alone. If you have the time, if you've got the energy, if you've got the know-how, if you're willing to do the homework, you can, kind of manage money yourself if that's all you're looking for. But when it comes to retirement planning, there's so many other elements that really have to be considered that, in our opinion, I think we prove that out on a weekly basis, it takes a professional to know what all those moving puzzle pieces are. And then more importantly, how do they actually fit together for a successful retirement?
I don't know if this is accurate to say, but I almost feel as though it's impossible for an individual to be able to understand every dynamic of retirement, even if you're the smartest guy in the room or the smartest person in the room. Very, very difficult to understand everything that you go into.
Yeah. And truthfully, Joe, I think that's for everybody. I don't even think that excludes financial professionals, mm-hmm. right? I mean, there's so much data. There's so many strategies. There's so many different things. And that, if you think about it, is really what causes me to say it's difficult for, let me just say, I'll use the word civilian, right, for a second, because you don't have the 40, 50, 60 hours a week that it takes to log in and find out really, find the data find the information, define everything, make your analysis, put your recommendation together, and then deploy. You know, if you're a civilian, meaning, you know, the financial profession isn't your day-to-day work, I think it's tough. You know, it's tough enough as a financial planner today with everything that's going on. So, again, I think there's a good case if you're looking for that leadership aspect, right? Awareness, education, but then you need the leadership aspect of it, hiring the right fiduciary financial professional who has a well-rounded, complete understanding of all the puzzle pieces could be a great investment. And there's been many, many studies and reports done by some of the biggest companies, companies like Vanguard and Fidelity, you know, have done the research, have done the surveys that you actually improve by a scientific percentage your chances for success by using the right financial professional. So I'm looking forward to hearing what Karen's got to say on that topic. Brett, what are you going to be covering today?
Yeah, talking about your the awareness pieces, no better than Ed Slott just came out with some information this week saying the conversations that need to be had related to Social Security and IRA. So I'm going to dig into that awareness piece of conversations that need to be had that you didn't know that it had to be had by asking a series of questions that you didn't even know that needed to be asked. So looking forward to sharing that with the audience here today.
Good stuff.
You know, real quick, I was looking on the website and I saw a picture of Ed from the event that was held last year in King of Prussia, and it prompted me to go back in time a little bit. Man, that was a really dynamite event, and it was a packed house, but I've got to believe everybody left that night in King of Prussia fully engaged in the topic.
Yeah, no question about it. And, you know, Ed's the smartest guy in the room that night, you know. So I think we had over 300 people in attendance of it. And, you know, a lot of people walked out of there with a lot of good information. It's funny you bring that up, Joe, because one of the things that Ed Slott said that particular night that I use in my weekly presentations is he said, and I tell people this, I say, look, if we never meet again, the one thing that I want you to remember is that an IRA, an individual retirement account, right? An IRA is an IOU to the IRS, right? So we bought into this whole idea about putting money away in tax-deferred accounts, deferring that money for as long as we possibly can, and thinking that by the time we're going to need it, we're going to be in a lower tax bracket. And I think people are more and more coming to the conclusion that's not the case, which brings me to my last point of this opening segment. And I don't ever get confrontational. Well, maybe that's not completely true. my co-hosts here are all laughing.
Well, I've known you since high school.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah. So I
Brett,
I've known you for 15 years.
Okay. Yeah, I think in my own mind,
passionate.
I don't get confrontational. I'm passionate.
Passionate.
Yeah. So, you know, I said last week on the radio show, you know, if you've got comments, you've got questions, whatever it may be, feel free to, you know, email us, call us, whatever. Our phone number is 215-798-9088. Our website's thrivefinancialservices.com. And our email is info@thrivefinancialservices.com. So I got an email from somebody, and I'm not going to get into it too detailed, but it was an email saying, stop telling everybody that taxes are going up. So my segment today is going to talk about the actual current proposal from the Biden administration, and this is not a political statement, this is just our current administration, their current proposal that is on the Senate floor right now, and what the tax increases look like if they get passed. So we don't try to tell people taxes are increasing for a scare tactic. We're giving you current event type situations. If you decide not to heed our warning on that situation and you get clobbered with taxes in the future, we know we did all we could do to make sure that the consumer is aware of what the reality actually is, Joe.
Well stated. Roadmap to thrive. Back in a moment. And welcome back, everyone, to this edition of Roadmap to Thrive or Roadmap to Retirement, depending on what your preference is. But this is our radio show on this Memorial Day weekend. Brett Elam, you're up on deck, my friend. Always look forward to your conversation, because I think that one thing that you do differently from David and differently from Karen is you provide for the listening audience a topic and then a lot of different resources that are part of your research every week. And I like that. So I'll toss it over to you with that lead.
Yeah, I get some emails occasionally as well. I was kind of saying that as well. So it's good to hear, and I appreciate that feedback. But before I dig into talking about Mr. Ed Slott, you know, it's that time of year where we're transitioning from cooler to warmer weather, and what we found ourselves doing over this past week. We just went through our coat closets and turned over the winter coats for the summer lighter gear, if you will, and we're saying, do we need this many coats? So I know we talk about it a lot in the wintertime, but I want to encourage our listening audience, again, Krause's Coat Drive. We'll start taking supply right now. So again, I just want to remind our listening audience, again, as you're starting to flip over your maybe winter to spring to summer apparel, hey, we're looking for some generally worn coats, as again, supporting the veterans.
And
again,
I wanted to bring it up 18 boxes.
That's it.
On Tuesday of this week.
That's awesome.
18 boxes out of the blue. Phone call, just like you just
Preparation.
Said. Hey, I've got this. Do you want them now or do you want them in September? I'm like, when I go up to Reading to get them, I'll drive up and I'll pick them up.
Because you know what I know? 6 months from now, it's going to be cold.
It's going to be cold.
Yeah,
So you can forecast the future.
I think I'm pretty good. Yeah, a little bit of Nostradamus there. There we go. So, but anyway, let's jump into today's topic, and hopefully our listener that emailed David's not going to take offense to this, talking about Ed Slott. But Ed Slott says, we should be having a conversation with clients. And what does that mean is, this may only last for the next 3 years, 23, 24, and 2025. After that, tax rates are scheduled to revert back to previous levels. So again, not a political statement. It's just talking about what's going to happen at the end of the day. Because again, as a reminder, and just going to set the scene before I start digging into this, is if we are a married filing jointly couple, is you can essentially take your income to almost $400,000 this calendar year and probably the next 2 years as well, and not leave the 24% bracket. And if you're a regular listener of the show, what I'd love to share with people is, besides death and divorce, what's worse than paying taxes? Pay more taxes at the end of the day. So when we talk about what's going to happen in 2026, the 25% tax bracket started at $76,000. So again, all the reasons of why we want to start being proactive. But again, we talk about kind of week in and week out, just some of the pending legislation that's out there. And I know David's going to go deep into the existing tax bill. But, and we've been talking about the Secure Act. The Secure Act 1.0 was passed back in December of 2019, and Secure Act 2.0 was passed in December of 2022. And what we need to remember is Congress is the one who passes the laws when we talk about taxes, and the IRS enforces the laws that they pass. And sometimes we talk about things like unintended consequences, where they allow for like public hearing periods of time of saying, whoa, we need to change that language, or we really didn't intend for that to happen. So kind of want to dig into a couple things that were glaring in some of the tax code changes as it relates to, I'm going to call it, everyday people. So one thing we talk about, and one of the changes that happened, is we said at the age, and again, it used to be age 70 and a half, then moved to age 72. And now at age 73, you have to take what we call as those required minimum distributions. And then if you are of age 19, if you were born 1960 or thereafter, that age moves to age 75. And the old rules of how it worked with IRA withdrawals, if you missed pulling money out, they charged a 50% penalty on what would have had to been pulled out. So we got a little bit more grace with the passage of the Secure Act, especially 2.0, the one that just passed some 5 months ago, where they took that 50% penalty down to 25%, which sounds good. However, what's part of the law that we haven't really discussed on the radio and gets missed is that additionally, the penalty can further be reduced to 10% if the missed RMD is withdrawn during the correction period. For most people, the correction can be made by the end of the second year following the year in which the RMD is missed. The RMD would need to be taken and the 10% penalty during the window. And for that, there's an IRS form called 5329 of how you ask for forgiveness from the IRS to avoid those penalties. So here's the big change. Is previously the IRS has been very generous in foregoing those penalties and waiving them altogether. But with the proposal of what has been put in is that 0%, meaning they give you amnesty, if you will, of call it forgiveness of what that penalty would be, is that zero sounds like it's gone altogether. And now that permanent of 10% is now here. So that's a big deal. And again, all the reason of why we can't wing things and we need to prepare is simply because what was a penalty before where they were giving people amnesty is they now said, okay, we're still going to give people forgiveness. Forget the 50, we'll go down to 25. And again, if you pay it within the period in which that, call it forgiveness window is there, zero is now gone. Now they're putting in place that permanent 10%. Again, all the more reason why you need to have a plan together and not forgetting things, which leads to Ed's next comment, which talks about, he was asked a question, is how should people be dealing with dementia and setting up automatic RMDs? Again, wasn't as big a deal before, but since now forgiveness is now gone, going from zero to maybe the lowest of being at 10%. Talk about the importance of why, while people are caught with it mentally, you know exactly what's going on is the importance. And something we talk about here with our clients at Thrive of the importance of talking about things like power of attorneys, trusted contacts, because at some point in time, sometimes we mentally call it start to go backwards. And again, we want to prepare for things while things are fine versus the storm that can ensue, that when things change and become a lot more chaotic. Again, all the more reasons of why we need to get out in front of these things. Another thing that Ed had shared, and I want to kind of share a little bit of a client story with this, is he talked about people having some of those fears related to Social Security. So much news out there right now about the most current news that's out there is they're trying to put in place again, maybe eliminating taxation on people collecting Social Security. And again, you got things that are being proposed far left, far right, and all over the place. But the one thing that Ed shares, and I believe we generally agree with it as well, is that if you're already collecting Social Security, or maybe a year or two away, probably going to be okay. But for younger workers, you better start thinking about what if and what should I do? And Ed describes it at some point in time, younger workers need to find themselves in what we're there, he's calling as a yo-yo economy. And I've missed the terminology. I love this yo-yo term. Yo-yo stands for you're on your own. Again, you're having a hard time imagining that you're having all these monies withdrawn from your check. And now all of a sudden, again, it's earned something you've put away to generate that Social Security check. And now all of a sudden, if I'm a younger worker and I really got to start considering with the solvency of Social Security, I'm starting to really think, again, as what age should I really be thinking about? Is that check really going to be there and sustainable where I really should be putting monies back earlier and earlier and earlier? Because again, I can rely on nobody other than myself. The last couple things that Ed shared, and again, we talked about the age movements, again, what came out of the Secure Act, and we talked about the RMD relief that I just spoke about. Again, there's still so much confusion when people pass away because there's no clarity on what beneficiaries have to do. Am I within 10 years of the person who died? Am I a spouse? What if they already started collecting RMDs? Again, that's what we're here for. David talked about it, awareness, education, and leadership, and that's what we're here for. And if you're like, man, there's a lot going on with what you just said right there, I invite you to give us a call at 215-798-9088, and we'll take you through the conversation of just making sure we have all our ducks in a row, and it's all about preparation. Don't just wing it. It's all about preparation. Ed also spoke about some enhancements of Roth IRAs related to Secure Act 2.0. They've increased contribution limits because inflation is so high. They have not gotten rid of the backdoor Roth conversion. That's still a significant piece that we educate people with all the time. If you're like, what the heck's a backdoor Roth IRA? These are all things that we talk about when we meet with people. So again, there's so much that's out there. Again, a little bit more clarity is coming out just related to the legislation change. But it took me back to someone I had just met this past week. And he had actually seen David at the William Penn Inn a couple weeks ago. And he's like, I remember this one slide that David brought up there. And it said somebody had about $1.6 million in their IRA. And they said, if they don't do anything, they just sit idle, assuming tax rates never go up, assuming tax rates never go up, of what they would have to take from the age of 73 through the age of 90 is simply $456,000 is how much of the required minimum distribution when they take of how much it would be due on taxation. So cumulatively, from age 73 to age 90, it equates to $456,000. That's how much taxes is paid cumulatively from 73 to age 90. We meet a lot of people as they take those required minimum distributions. They don't necessarily need them. What do? They start the vicious cycle. They reinvest the money into an after-tax account. So then those dividends and capital gains are taxed all over again, another $161,000. And then when the will matures, a nice way of saying when we're no longer with us, now the children, the next beneficiaries, are all of a sudden needing to have to pay that tax bill all over again, which equates to another $300,000. So when you look at it, if we do nothing and sit idle, $920,000 is due in taxation simply by just taking the conventional wisdom rules. However, it's why we talk about and why we advocate for what Mr. Ed Slott talks about by forward-looking tax planning. Forward-looking tax planning, and by doing that, $403,000, assuming today's tax rates, is what we're given an assumption. But the bottom line is if we're off a little bit here, off a little bit there, I just need you to understand of what I just shared is by proactively looking at tax planning in this example that I just shared of somebody having $1.6 million in a IRA or 401k, by just doing the appropriate tax planning, it doesn't matter what stock, bond, mutual fund, annuity that you may be in, but $517,000 difference in just how much is paid in taxation by being proactive and taking advantage of where we're at in today's times. So my ask is, if you hear that and it's like, I'm not sure, like the listener that David spoke about, like, don't say that taxes are going up everywhere. But again, I think we're in a climate that it just has to happen. And my encouragement is to give us a call at 215-798-9088. Again, that's 215-798-9088. No better time to schedule your Roadmap to Thrive session with us where we can take you through all these topics.
All right, good stuff, Brett. We'll get to a commercial break on the other side. Or in the commercial break, you'll hear some messaging about getting registered for an upcoming workshop. Back in a moment.
This program is paid for by Jacob Media Partners.
And back here on Roadmap to Thrive, the radio show, we thank everybody for tuning in and being a part of this Memorial Day weekend. Again, on Monday, Memorial Day, we stop and pause for the men and women who died while serving this country. Good show today. Great topic from Brett. Karen, we transition over to you. Back to your opening tease in the first segment when we first came on, you indicated that there was, how did you say it?
Just something we haven't delved into. And I, honestly, Brett touched on it a little bit.
Okay.
But I'm going to jump into this. And the reason, again, I'm talking about, is it worth the money to pay a financial advisor to plan for retirement? And the reason I'm bringing this up is recent experiences, personal. We have somebody on our staff that's dealing with this as well. Just personal stories, just meeting with clients this week, actual clients. And I'm going to say, number one, there's so many scams out there. I've been dealing with David's parents are in their 80s. We've been moving them. We disconnected their phone for 24 hours. When I reconnected that phone, there was 46 voicemails that people are trying to sell them, you know, the auto, and not the auto insurance, the auto warranty on their cars, just so many phone calls. And they unfortunately, they do target, I want to say, elderly people, right? I think actually I'm getting a lot of AARP things, so I think I'm in that market, but...
Well, here's the one thing to that point. I think a hair above my age, that generation, answers all those calls.
It makes me crazy.
And when they answer them, they become vulnerable.
Yes. So it leads into my topic. Is it worth money to pay a financial advisor to plan for retirement? So one of the things that we know is we know a lot about finances, and we know a lot of things about, you know, money, and we do understand what scams are out there. And we have a couple clients, and one in particular, it's a single person. So they don't have a partner, they don't have a spouse, And when you're a financial advisor, if you know, you're managing all of her or his money, they'll call and they'll say, I need to take out $25,000 because this my friend has this great investment opportunity. As a financial advisor, we give guidance and we can save this person from making a terrible, terrible mistake. And also, we had somebody else we met with this week, and they were getting some advice from, again, be careful who you take your advice from also. They were getting some advice about their health insurance, their Medicare, and their supplement. And a friend or a neighbor, I think it was an in-law, said, you know, because they're paying, quote unquote, a lot of money for their insurance, their health insurance. If you just drop it, and then re-sign up for your health insurance, you'll get a lower rate. I don't know where the person, I don't know if they think it's like Xfinity or Verizon, like drop your service and start as a new, health insurance and especially Medicare supplements, they don't work like that. There's plans out there that they don't even offer anymore. And this gentleman had one of those plans. If he dropped his insurance, he wouldn't have had that level of health coverage again. So if you have a financial advisor in your corner, we're here to answer all of those questions. Thank goodness they didn't make that mistake. So there's some things that you can't correct once you've made the mistakes and once you've made that decision. Like David says, you only get one plan to you know, plan for retirement. You get one chance.
Yeah, back to what we said in the beginning. I think I made the statement. I think it's impossible for us individuals to know all the answers.
Right.
It's just impossible to do it,
right,
no matter how much we think we can self-manage, right, that.
And we have, and it's not just David, myself, and Brett. We have a great team here. We have attorneys, we have CPAs, we have certified financial planners, and we work as a team because we cannot understand everything that's out there. And there's so much misinformation out there. So if you, a financial advisor, yeah, in my opinion, but I'm going to read an article. It's actually from Forbes Money Wealth Management, right? And that, again, retirement planning, it's a crucial part of everyone's financial journey. It can be a daunting and can be overwhelming task to plan for the future, like we just discussed. Especially when it comes to making sure, you want to make sure your money's going to last for retirement. You want to, again, you don't want to make sure that you're making the right decisions. So what a financial advisor can do, it can help you make smart decisions and plan for retirement. So we financial advisors, right? If you just want someone to advise you on your actual investments and how you're invested and just some guidance, and you think you can do it yourself, great. But what I'm saying here at Thrive Financial Services, we do more than just managing your assets, right? We can help you with tax planning. We can help you with tax preparation. There's, when you make that decision for Social Security, you better make sure you're making the right choice. We can help with legacy planning and Medicare guidance. So there's just those few things. That's all what we offer. So if you're a do-it-yourselfer and you're listening to us now going, do I think this is something that I can, maybe I want to think about, I would say give us a call, 215-798-9088. Just take the first step. It's just a consultation. It's not going to cost you anything but your time. And we'll give you an honest opinion. And maybe, just maybe, you might change over to the thought, you know, you get tired of worrying about these things or tired of planning for all these things, right?
Well, you'll certainly be more educated. So if you're listening to the show, perhaps for the very first time, you know, today, you know this, you will be more educated following that conversation. I've said that many, many, many times, and it is so true.
Right. And again, when you meet with us, you're going to get, we'll look at your current investment strategy, and we'll let you know, is it meeting your goals? Are you in the right investments? And we'll give you an honest answer. Here's other options. So there's things that people don't know. There's many charges inside of your management. Some people think, well, I'm managing it myself. I'm not paying any fees. Well, take a deeper look. Yes, you are. And we'll show you what those fees are. And we can help. We can show you if your retirement plan is on track. We have extensive experience and extensive software and a great team. We can tell you things are looking good. Things aren't looking good. Maybe you need to make some changes. But the important thing is, Brett brought it up. when you get to the point when you have diminished capacity, this is a serious problem. If you're part of a couple, you have a plan in place, but so at least if you have a spouse or someone there that can see if something's happening, you put a plan in place. If you're a single person, who are you going to turn to? If you're investing your own assets and then you're getting these phone calls from these scammers saying, we can offer you this investment or that investment or your social security check, there's a problem. We need to know your banking information again. So as an advisor, one of the things, it's a difficult decision, but what we look at with the legacy planning is like, you need to start thinking about who do you want us to talk to and who on your family side do you want your financial affairs handled by, because at some point this is something that could possibly happen to you. We have somebody personally dealing with it right now in our office. If you have a plan in place, and this is something we know about and we work with, there is a plan in place to take care of this so that you're not vulnerable to all the scams out there. So again, our number is 215-798-9088. Just give us a call or come to one of our workshops.
I think that's one of the biggest, as we get ready to go to the break, I think that's one of the biggest areas where people are preyed upon is the Social Security question, is where a lot of that conversation comes from. Random call, random calls or random numbers. Google search a number you don't know, you'll see sometimes it'll be attributed to a Social Security scam. So good stuff, Karen. Thank you so much. Roadmap to Thrive, the radio show. Again, we thank everybody for tuning in. We'll get to our final commercial break. You'll hear messaging about some upcoming workshops in the month of June. And then David Bazaar will bring us home. Back in a moment. Get registered for the final workshop of the month of May, May 31st at the William Penn Inn. Starting time is 6 p.m. Go to thrivefinancialservices.com. Get educated and get registered. This event will sell out and will reach capacity. No charge to be registered, no charge to attend. Go to thrivefinancialservices.com. That's May 31st at the William Penn Inn. Get registered, get educated. ThriveFinancialServices.com. And welcome back, everyone, to this edition of Roadmap to Thrive, the radio show. It's your roadmap to retirement. David Bazaar now joining us. David, as I listen to the show and I listen to Brett and I listen to Karen, and in my mind I'm playing back some of the things that you referenced in the very beginning and the question from one of the listeners about taxes. Thanks, by the way, for the email. Appreciate it.
100%.
It can be very hard to follow, and I think that is one of those. And I don't want to steal any time from you, but I just think that's one of the things that causes people to make mistakes. It's so hard to understand what's right and what's wrong. You got to have a team. It's just the bottom line.
Yeah, and we've said this before, right? Those mistakes can cost you tens of thousands, sometimes even hundreds of thousands of dollars. I mean, Brett's example.
That's what has me thinking about that.
It's so common because, again, we think about the present. We don't really kind of project into the future. Planning is about the future. It's not about, the things you do today are going to have the impact in the future, mm-hmm. right? So, somebody who's got an IRA account worth $1.6 million probably would have never in their wildest nightmare dreamt that you would have a tax obligation of close to $900,000. But that, and look, I'm a patriot. That's Uncle Sam's game plan. Right? You've been deferring this money all along, and we're going to be there when you need that money or you don't need the money, but you are going to be forced by law that required minimum distributions got to be taken out. And then on top of it, what I'm going to cover is it may be at higher tax rates than it is today. Mm-hmm. So, a $900,000, that's from age 73 through 90. Each year you take out that IRA money, that RMD, you got to pay taxes on it. So that cumulative. Then if you don't need the RMD, because like that particular example was somebody that was getting two Social Security checks, two pension checks, and then on top of it, they had to take RMDs. But between the two Social Security checks and the two pension checks, they were living life fine. Like everything's great budget-wise. I don't need this extra money, but I have to take it. And that's what ends up pushing them into different tax brackets. And then they got to pay extra.
Which also affects the Medicare.
100%.
Yeah.
That's exactly it. So there's a lot of cascading type things. Let's talk real quick about, now, if you're interested, what I'm going to be reading from is excerpts right out of Senate.gov. So this is the Senate's webpage talking about all the different legislations that's out there and proposals that are, you know, on the floor about, you know, different things. The thing I'm talking about is taxes today, right? So real quickly, it just says President Biden's budget proposal for fiscal year 2024 includes a wide array of policy changes, new programs, increased spending, and higher revenue. The budget is trying, this is the important part, the budget is trying to straddle two conflicting goals. One, increasing spending, which accelerates the unsustainability of the federal budget, while limiting tax increases to narrow segments of high-income Americans. Now, you know as well as I do, Joe, what gets put out in the public press, you know, I kind of always say, what the big print giveth, the little print taketh away, right? Because it says even here on their page that this is kind of geared, President Biden had said, he pledged to only raise taxes on people earning more than $400,000 a year. Well, that's not actually what's spelled out in the tax hike. So let me go through a couple quick things and you know, unpack this with the current news this week that inflation ticked back up. At the same time, consumer spending ticked back up. So there's a lot of things that the Fed is going to definitely continue to increase interest rates. It's going to continue to keep, you know, we've come down on inflation from its all-time high, not all-time high, but its high to a more stabilized new high. And that new high is pretty darn substantial. Food costs are still outrageous. Travel is outrageous. You know, fuel and energy costs are still well above the lows that they were a couple of years ago. Things just cost a heck of a lot more. You add on top of that, increased taxation, more of your hard-earned dollars, whether it's retirement dollars or earning dollars, are going to go to Uncle Sam and then have inflation eroding the purchasing power of that money. You can see how that's like a double whammy, right? I mean, that can really affect whether or not you have a sustainable retirement. Does that make sense, Joe?
Yeah, no, it does. And it continues to make more sense every passing day that something else changes. It really does.
And even with that, that's going to hit us all, right? Yeah. That's going to hit the consumer in the pocket. And when the consumer stops spending, companies start to lose earnings. And if you start to lose earnings, the value of your shares go down. And then we start to see market declines. I mean, there's a lot of cascading. And look, I feel horrible for sharing all this, but it's better to be prepared than blindsided. The other impact of it is it makes us less competitive on the world stage, right? You know, there's the proposal for this tax increase is an additional $4.7 trillion in tax increases on businesses and individuals, raising U.S. tax rates to some of the highest in the developed world. The budget's projected revenues rise to 20.1% of GDP by 2033, 2.7 percentage points above the 50-year average. All that tax revenue is still not enough to stabilize government debt as a share of the economy. We've got unbridled spending. And I heard on CNBC on Friday, it's just unsustainable. How can you run a business, let's just call it a business for a second, where your expenses and your spending far exceeds the revenues that you bring in? How can you stay in business? How can our government, well, that's what they're fighting for right now,
yeah,
to increase the debt ceiling, right? So that we can go spend some more money.
Yeah.
And then you wonder, who does a better job spending, our government or us, right? So they want to take more of our money and just do this unbridled spending. It's a nightmare. So here's what I want to share with people real quick. Even though the president has made a pledge that it really won't impact you, one of the things that Brett said, and one of the things I say consistently, is that back in 2017, there was a law that got enacted called the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017. And those tax cuts at that particular time put us in the lowest tax climate that we have seen in over 40 years. So the low tax rates that we're experiencing today are from that law that got passed. I'm not commenting on whether it should have gotten passed or it shouldn't have gotten passed or there should have been a better focus on the long term. It is what it is. But to get that law passed back in 2017, they wrote a caveat into that law that said that those tax rates, and Brett talked about this earlier in the show, would expire at the end of 2025 and revert back to the pre-2017 tax rates. So I want to give people an idea about that really quick. Now, in the proposal of the current administration, these are some of the things. One is to increase the top marginal tax rate from its current 37% to 39.6%. That fulfills partly the pledge of the president to increase the taxation of people who make over $400,000 a year. Because to get in 37% tax, you're the highest income earners in the country. So you're going to go from 37% to 39.6%. That's a 7.02% increase in your taxation. Okay? The 35% current tax bracket is proposed to stay the same. So 35 will stay at 35. That's a 0% increase. That's the second group of people who make the most money in the country. They're getting no tax increase. The 32% current tax bracket is proposed to go to 33%. That's a 3.12% increase in taxation. The 24% tax bracket is earmarked to go to 28%. That's a 16.66% increase in taxation. The 22% tax bracket, projected to go to 25%, that's a 13.63% increase. The 12% tax bracket is proposed to go to 15%. That's a 25% increase in taxation. So let's unpack that for a second. The people who are pledged to get the greatest tax increases, the 37% brackets go on the 39.6, that's a 7% increase, and the 35% go on the 35% is a 0% increase, right? So that's only a 0.5% of the American population are actually going to see a potential tax increase. The 32, and even the 32% goes to 33, that's 3.12% increase. That still kind of represents the highest income earners. But let's talk about the people that represent 99.5% of the American population. Those people, when they do their taxes on an annual basis, are going to fall into the following three current tax brackets: the 24, the 22, and the 12%. And they're going to see at the low side a 13% increase, and on the high side, a 25% increase in their potential taxation. That's under the current proposals that are happening right now. So you got to prepare. And partly is most people follow what is called the common rule when they think about how to distribute money out of their IRA and 401k accounts during retirement years. The common rule, which has been used for many, many, many years, has been proven via economists, PhDs, MBAs, to not be the most efficient way to distribute your retirement assets. And we've talked about that frequently. So with what I've shared, with what Brett shared, with what Karen has shared, if you're now getting a sense that it takes a little bit more effort, maybe a lot more effort.
A lot more.
Right? To really secure and bulletproof your retirement, take us up on our offer, right? Schedule a complimentary consultation. We call it Your Roadmap to Thrive. We look at everything. It doesn't cost you any money. You come in, it's two appointments, and at the end of those two appointments, you will certainly have the awareness, you will certainly have the education, and then at that point, if you need us, you will determine that. You will let us know. You will ask us to become your coach, your guide, whatever it is that you want us to be. So give us a call at 215-798-9088 or go to our website, register for one of those free consultations.
Well, I hate to say it, as we end the show today, as those pending tax rates for the largest part of the population should encourage you to make the call pretty quickly. That's going to do it for this edition of Roadmap to Thrive, the radio show. We thank everybody for tuning in on this Memorial Day weekend. On behalf of David Bizarre, Karen Bizarre, and Brett Elam, we end our show today in a little bit of a non-traditional way, kind of a taboo in radio, but we're going to do it anyway. We pause and close the show out in a moment of silence as we head into Memorial Day. See you next time, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Roadmap to Retirement, the radio show from Thrive Financial Services. If you're like most Americans, you have more questions than you do answers about what to do with your retirement savings. If you have a question about your IRA or your 401k, pension, or other tax-deferred accounts, if you have a question about reducing taxes, generating income, or filing for Social Security, whatever it is, David, Karen, and Brett are here to help. And often your questions can be answered in a simple phone call. Just call 215-798-9088. 215-798-9088. And so you know, no statements made during Roadmap to Retirement, the radio show, shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. The information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investment, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed here. David Bizarre, Brent Elam, and Karen Bizarre of Thrive Financial Services and Thrive Capital Management are licensed to offer investment advisory services through Thrive Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Office headquarters located in Fort Washington and offices of convenience used exclusively for client meetings in Exton, Yardley, and Cherry Hill. Roadmap to Retirement, the radio show, is a paid commercial announcement from Jacob Media Partners. If you'd like to learn more about the power of the radio hour, contact Joe Krause at 267-261-3428. Today's program has been pre-recorded.